Eight dynamic patterns of living, base elements of true civilization, by P.R.F. Walter, and published by Sirius C Media Galaxy LLC, Newark, Delaware, 2007, ISBN 10-1933-137-118, ISBN 13-978-1933-137-117. Introduction. This production serves to explain certain truths about living, our universe, and human interaction that are either hardly known or seen from an ideologically conditioned point of view. Traditional Western science had no idea of the living and of systems. It had no idea of patterns. It had no understanding of motion, of flow, of self-organization, of total interactive communication, and of the energy that is behind all this, the cosmic life energy. It was a club of adult schoolboys who secretly masturbate on public toilets and who hide behind their social masks and their doctor titles, men whose fundamental worldview is flawed by shame and denial, by sadism, and the cynical and cruel attacks on the true scientists, men like Galileo, Leonardo, Bruno, Paracelsus, Goethe, Kepler, Mesmer, and Reich, and many others. This task would be impossible without considering the universal laws that can be known and understood by the study of and divination with the I Ching. Studying the I Ching or the Tarot was not for me a form of l'art pour l'art, but it had a practical purpose. I wanted to understand the underlying patterns of living and the roots of human behavior. And indeed, my understanding of life and living was greatly enhanced through not only the knowledge about divination, but through actually practicing divination on a daily basis since now about 20 years. These years of not only theoretical but also eminently practical learning and daily experience with coaching highly problematic people rooted me in my new profession as a coach, and with that decision, my former career as an international lawyer clearly found an end. My motivation for changing my professional career was the outcome of a deep reflection about the sense of life and my mission. I understood that I am interested in human beings and in their paths of life. The law profession, while it interested me in some way, was not satisfying my desire to help people grow, to facilitate their relationships, to help them lead happier lives. The I Ching supported me on my way to find my true mission. Understanding ourselves and others is impossible without comprehending the underlying cosmic patterns of living. Human beings do not function differently from the rest of life on Earth. Besides that, they are rooted in a universal scheme of cosmic interactions that is little known or totally unknown to psychologists today. I have stressed in all my publications the importance of understanding the nature of our universe as a basically patterned universe, focusing on patterned intelligence or patterned organization when we observe nature. What are patterns? I began identifying the perennial pro-life patterns in living by firstly invalidating the fake principles that mainstream Western science declares to be the founding concepts of our universe. To put it more precisely, there was actually nothing to invalidate. I found that these alleged principles were but intellectual assumptions and thus simply invalid as founding principles of life. At the same time, diligent study of the I Ching and almost daily use of it for divination distilled in me an intuitive understanding of the real and valid patterns that are inherent in all living. I therefore simply call them patterns of living. Let me first of all explain why I use the term patterns, consciously deciding to discontinue the use of the term life principles. I indeed think that here we are facing a key point that marks the essential difference between death science and life science. A pattern is a set of things, a certain arrangement I can make out in the complex scheme of reality, and the main characteristic of this arrangement is that it forms a relationship of elements with each other. It is something I can observe. A pattern can be fixed or it can be changeable. It can be static or dynamic. By contrast, a principle typically is the start of a down hierarchy. It's a top something in a kind of up to down order. It is not something I can observe. Its reality is merely intellectual, the outcome of a conclusion I draw in my rational mind after observing nature. A principle thus contains my observer point or my judgment about reality. Death science looks at life through the glasses of principles it has set before it was going to observe. It is essentially blind and proceeds by imposing characteristics upon nature. Western science traditionally has been death science. It gained its conclusions about life by vivisecting cadavers, not by observing the moving changes of living. It is and remained a cadaver science that is far removed from the changing patterns of reality. Life science looks at life without any set principles or assumptions and observes the dynamic patterns or changes in the texture of life. It is a science that, since its start in China around 5,000 years ago, was interested in life and thus drew conclusions from life and not from death. Traditional Chinese science, together with most other ancient science traditions of the East, is a life science, one branch of this very large body of science in philosophy being feng shui. The I Ching is based upon life science and is perhaps the highest condensation of it. Needless to add that as such it is non-judgmental and thus bears no moralistic judgments about human behavior. It looks at human behavior in exactly the same way it looks at all life patterns and sees the changing nature of it before all. Fridtjof Capra, in his book The Web of Life, explains the importance of pattern when he explores the meaning of self-organization, which is a major characteristic pattern of living systems. I quote, "To understand the phenomenon of self-organization, we first need to understand the importance of pattern. The idea of a pattern of organization, a configuration of relationships characteristic of a particular system, became the explicit focus of systems thinking in cybernetics and has been a crucial concept ever since. From the system's point of view, the understanding of life begins with the understanding of pattern." End of quote. In order to scientifically inquire in the nature of patterns, we need to change our basic setup of scientific investigation. Capra explains, I quote, "In the study of structure, we measure and weigh things. Patterns, however, cannot be measured or weighed. They must be mapped. To understand a pattern, we must map a configuration of relationships. In other words, structure involves quantities, while pattern involves qualities." End of quote. This really involves a radical change in our scientific thinking, because traditionally Cartesian science was quantity-based and measure-oriented, while systemic science is quality-based and relationship-oriented, a truth that Capra exemplifies when looking at the properties involved in the scientific focus of both static and systemic science theory. I quote, "Systemic properties are properties of pattern. What is destroyed when a living organism is dissected is its pattern. The components are still there, but the configuration of relationships among them, the pattern, is destroyed, and thus the organism dies." End of quote. The next important point to understand how nature thinks is the cell's metabolism, the network that serves recycling. Capra succinctly elaborates in his book The Hidden Connections. I quote, "When we take a closer look at the processes of metabolism, we notice that they form a chemical network. This is another fundamental feature of life. As ecosystems are understood in terms of food webs, (networks of organisms), so organisms are viewed as networks of cells, organs, and organ systems, and cells as networks of molecules. One of the key insights of the systems approach has been the realization that the network is a pattern that is common to all life. Wherever we see life, we see networks. The metabolic network of a cell involves very special dynamics that differ strikingly from the cell's non-living environment. Taking in nutrients from the outside world, the cell sustains itself by means of a network of chemical reactions that take place inside the boundary and produce all of the cell's components, including those of the boundary itself." End of quote. But the most revolutionary result of the systems view is that our usual habit of dissecting parts of a whole for further scrutiny and scientific investigation does not work anymore with living systems. Why is this so? Capra pursues in The Web of Life, I quote, "Ultimately, as quantum physics showed so dramatically, there are no parts at all. What we call a part is merely a pattern in an inseparable web of relationships. Therefore, the shift from the parts to the whole can also be seen as a shift from objects to relationships." End of quote. My hypothesis is that Western culture has never until now applied the 8 dynamic patterns of living, and that it therefore is at the border of chaos, destruction, or another kind of worldwide catastrophe, suffering from a schizoid mindset, the perversion of love into sadistic hate, rampant violence, the impudent slaughtering of ethnic and cultural minorities, famines that could easily be avoided, and generally a total lack of genuine spirituality, which by itself already makes for a large part of depression and psychosomatic disorders. What I say is that the 8 dynamic patterns of living have been respected and applied by all major tribal cultures, including the North American Indians, and that therefore they have lived peacefully. With peacefully, I do not mean an artificial Western peace concept, which is complete nonsense, as it is stuck and rigid, but a dynamic peace continuum that includes little fights and small wars as required by the dynamics of yin and yang, but that is so balanced that it will never trigger a major and global destruction. The fact that Western culture has triggered this destruction in all possible ways, economically, socially, health-wise, militarily, and ecologically, shows that the continuum balance that the 8 patterns give is completely lacking in Western philosophy, science, military policy, diplomacy, politics, and strategy. Western culture has brought about what Wilhelm Reich called the emotional plague, symbolized by the atomic bomb's mushroom. The 8 patterns of living could be taken as a guide concept for being implemented in a new kind of lifestyle to be worked out as part of our presently evolving post-industrial global culture. That is the basic idea. I think that the eight patterns of living are tremendously useful as a base layer for establishing the ground principles of a new peaceful society, instead of beginning with Adam and Eve and go time and again through all anthropological material. I have actually done this and found that there is no novelty anymore in this. The eight patterns cover all spheres of life and living.